program is brought to you by the Southern Institute of Technology.
Hello and welcome to Sit to Learn's Certificate in Intensive English Language. This week we will focus on Upper Intermediate Level, Modules 5 to 8. First we will revise perfect tenses in the past, present and future. Remember that the perfect tenses link two points in time and show that the actions happened before a time in either the present, past or future. The present perfect links actions in the past to the present. It is formed with has or have, plus the past form of the verb. I have finished my essay. Anna has been to Australia. The past perfect links a time in the past to a time further in the past. It is formed with had, plus the past form of the verb. I had written my essay. Anna had been to Australia last year. The future perfect links two actions or times in the future. It is formed with will have plus the past form of the verb. I will have finished my essay by Wednesday. Anna will have been to Australia before March. The perfect tenses in our first dialogue will help you remember the way the past, present and future forms are used. Watch the subtitles carefully.
Well, I have finished work for the day.
No, you haven't. There's still seven more blocks left to go.
I'd finished those blocks before you had even woken up this morning.
You had not drove past them on the way here, and there was heaps of rubbish to collect.
I'll have finished collecting them before you know it. I'm practically done for the day.
That'll take you about 3 hours.
Well, it will with your attitude.
The past form of a verb is a very useful thing. Teamed with have, had and will have, it covers the perfect tense. Watch for how they link points in time as we see the dialogue again.
Well, I have finished work for the day.
No, you haven't. There's still seven more blocks left to go.
I'd finished those blocks before you had even woken up this morning.
You had not drove past them on the way here, and there was heaps of rubbish to collect.
I'll have finished collecting them before you know it. I'm practically done for the day.
That'll take you about 3 hours.
Well, it will with your attitude.
We will move on to the present perfect, simple and continuous now. Remember that the present perfect simple tense is used when we speak of an action that happened at a time before now, and the exact time is not important. It is formed with has or have, plus the past form of the verb. I have written an essay. Anna has been to Australia. The present perfect continuous tense is used to show that something began in the past and has continued up until now. It is formed with has or have, plus been, plus the verb, plus ing. I have been writing this essay for days. Anna has been waiting for a chance to go to Australia.